Hey, it's Chop from the Grilling Guys. Bob and I are out trying to fill the freezer with some venison. Thanks for listening to this week's show, The Best of the Grilling Guys.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Hey, I tell you what, Chef Calvin, I wish we could have had a couple more minutes with him because that guy's a wealth of knowledge. He's not just your average cook. This guy's a scientist, and he's come up with those rubs, and I guess you can check him out at Meijer's. Called Spiced Up is Chef Calvin Harris. I think you can find that stuff online.
Makes you a little envious, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, I've been told a million times, you should have your own line of seasoning, and I keep thinking, there's so many out there. Why do I want to? And now here he just starts this one up.
Well, but I'm telling you, he's a chef, and he's professionally trained, and he's worked in this industry, and he's got access.
He's got more street cred.
Yeah, right. Well, and he's got access to things that you and I have never heard of. That he'll put in a blend and to make
like
it perfect.
Cash?
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe that could be it. But anyway, hey, you know, you're listening to this on the weekend, right before Thanksgiving. So this is our last opportunity to chat at you before you got to perform in the kitchen. If it's you that's making the turkey or any of the side dishes or anything like that, we thought we might touch base on a couple techniques, tips, and maybe just chat a little bit about.
Yeah, and this was a thought that came to me is like, I'm hearing all this turkey shortage, this shortage, that shortage, and I haven't even bought mine yet, so I don't know. I'm heading over to Sobey after we do this show, but if there is a turkey shortage or if the price is unreal or you don't like the selection, how about a very big roasting hen?
Sure.
Because it's actually as good as or better than turkey. And
yep.
It's going to be a beautiful presentation, especially if you do like beer can, put it on the smoker, standing it up, or have it, you know, beautifully seasoned and browned. It's just going to be a nice bird.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Ham. People have ham during Thanksgiving.
That's crossing the line.
I understand. But
crossing the line.
But so let's go back to the turkey because I'm betting that most of the people will have one. I mean, I've been in the stores. The big box stores, of course, you're going to get a better one at Sobey's that they're fresh and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
But if you're the guy that buys the frozen turkey, I'll tell you that I was in a store and there was an end cap display of them right this time of year. There always is. They were $1.17 a pound or something. So they're not outrageous, but last year you could probably get them for 39 cents. So in, you know, the scope of things, that's it. But if you buy one of those big frozen ones, like a lot of people do, let's maybe start there.
Yeah. So those you do not brine, they're already brined.
Right. Generally they are. It'll say on the wrapper if they've been brined or not.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody that would freeze a turkey without brining it.
Right.
Because foods actually still age even in the freezer. So the brining suspends that buildup of bacteria, and with fowl, at least from my knowledge, with fowl, you're in a more precarious position in terms of, that's why your temperature has to be 165. You need to kill certain bacteria that are harmful. And,
right.
And so if you brine it, you suspend a lot of those mold and bacteria and things that are trying to grow on a piece of protein.
So when
because
you,
of the salt and
so
sugar.
So today is Saturday. Big shopping day for a lot of people because they got the time off, right? Before they have to do the meal. I get my turkey. Let's run a scenario here. I get my turkey today.
And
it's one of those that we talked about that's frozen. It's already brined. And it's like, it's an 18-pound rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do I thaw that out? What's the best way to do that?
Great, great question. So take a cooler. If your garage is unheated, put it in a cooler in your garage for the next 4 or 5 days. The day before, go out and check it and see what it feels like. If it's still a little frozen in the middle, bring it in the house and put it in a sink full of cold water.
Okay.
And let it finish off there. Take your temperature probe around midnight or before you go to bed.
Unlike Wednesday, if you're going to do it on Thursday.
Before Thanksgiving, everybody's up late.
Right.
We know what you're doing.
Right.
So
big celebration day,
yes,
we'll call it that. Yeah.
Famous in our house, let me tell you.
Right.
And I'm the DD.
Yeah.
Well, so before you put all the kids to bed, put your probe in that thing and make sure you're below 41 but above 32.
Right. Means it's thawed, but it's not too warm.
And then just put it in a bowl and put it in the fridge,
right.
your beer fridge.
Right.
So or back in the cooler in the garage or outside.
So the moral of that story is thaw it out, and you can thaw it out to make sure it's thawed the day before, right? Don't put it in warm water. Don't try to thaw it in the microwave or anything like that. That just is not good. So you got to let this thing come to temperature on its own, and it's going to take a few days.
It's just like everything we talk about. It's time and temperature.
Right.
It's the same deal. It's just in reverse.
Right.
We're going the other way.
Yeah. So we get this thing thawed out. A lot of people like to put stuffing in the cavity. Other people think, that's terrible. I want it in a pot beside it. Either way is okay as long as you get it cooked completely, right?
Yeah, what my bride does is she scoops it out of the turkey, throws it in a cake pan, and then adds some just regular stuffing that she baked, you know, didn't stuff, and then throws it back in the oven. Because there is always a consideration that there might be some contaminants
juice,
still in the
juice
turkey.
That didn't get to temperature.
E. coli is what you're looking for. And,
right.
Yeah, so stuffing, though, it's like the number two request for Thanksgiving behind mashed potatoes.
Right. So let's stick on the turkey here just a little bit because that's the frozen one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I enjoy fresh turkey,
yep.
Right? And it's, in my opinion, it's better. Not everybody can do it. It's a little bit different process. You still got to get it a few days ahead of time because it'll be thawed. And you got to keep it cold, right, under that 41 degrees that Bob said. But the reason that I like a fresh turkey rather than a frozen one is that I can brine it, right? And so let's talk a little bit.
And you think you're a better briner than Butterball.
Well, I think that I can put some aromatics and some flavor profile.
It hasn't been frozen. I know what you're
saying.
Right,
yep,
exactly.
And it hasn't been frozen. The texture of the meat is going to be more tender. When things freeze and thaw, it just affects the consistency of the meat.
You ever heard this? I've heard a lot of people say, the bigger the bird, the better the taste.
You know, I buy one for the size of people. I said that wrong. For the number of people, I buy one the size for the number of people that it'll feed about double. Because I like to send everybody home with leftovers. People
right,
love that.
Right.
But
does your
I don't
girl
get the
do
big
all
one.
The Thanksgiving cooking?
No, I do. She'll do the side dishes. She loves that green bean casserole. We'll get to that in a minute. But I want to stick on this turkey thing.
No, we don't have to cover that.
Right. Yeah, that's a pretty easy one. Three ingredients. But my point is that this turkey, let's talk a little bit about the brine and what it is. Brines are salt, sugar, and water. But that's the beginning, right? And then you, whatever your turkey seasonings are that you like, you can put quite a little bit of that in that brine because you want those aromatics to come out and penetrate that meat a little bit.
I think we're missing a contribution here. And I think, Conrad, do you want to talk turkey a little bit?
Are yeah,
you,
yeah.
Don't you have
real,
an opinion
briefly,
on this?
First of all, you know that turkeys at Meijer is up to 55 cents a pound this year.
Is that high?
That's 20 cents higher than it's been. And then
55 cents a pound sounds like a deal.
Well, there you go. Well, see, you don't do the shopping in your family. And then the little the green bean casserole, the little onion jam on top.
Onions?
Yeah, $4 for the little shaker of
Ouch.
That. So
yeah.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm saying. So my brother-in-law did the big what they call it, when you take the whole turkey and you deep fry it.
They call it a deep fried turkey.
Yeah, we did that in our driveway. I'd say we did that like 6 years ago. And
aren't they good?
Very popular.
Surprising. I mean, when people told me they were doing it the first time I saw it, I'm like, hey, you're taking a really healthy piece of meat and making it absolutely not healthy. No, that's not true.
Right.
That grease seals that skin so fast that it actually comes out juicier than about any other way you could make it.
Right.
Yeah, but be careful. Be careful when you're doing that. Get outside the garage. Get away from the house.
Randy, he's talking to you.
Don't look at me. I don't do this. But I will tell you that there's a couple things that you need to do when you deep fry a turkey, and we'll take this turn then if we're here. What you need to do is get your turkey pot out the day before and set your frozen turkey in it and fill it with water and then put a little mark on there because what you don't want to do is get the oil hot, put the turkey in, and it overflows.
Yeah, or right? Put your turkey in there and just fill it with oil.
Right. Well, you don't want oil all over. You don't want warm oil, cold oil all over your turkey. But anyway, we'll pick this up in a minute. Conrad's giving me the finger. We got to roll. Stick with us. We'll be back.